Hameicham Shepinu. Eating the Sochotzonon. This morning, the last thing we learned in the Egli Tal. Eating the Sochomayim. Eating the Sochotzonon, Misho Sheichmu. Abanosun the Socho or the Sochakos Kedilav Shiran. So obviously, there's a sentence missing in the Mishnah. It doesn't make sense. Lo Yitin, right? The Yitin. Make up your mind. Yeah or no? So Lo Yitin Sochotzonon. And it says, Abanosun the Socho. Right, so my Amar Rabbi Baba Secher Kamar. He's kind of chasur and mechzer v'ochu ketoni. There's a line missing. Hamecham shepino mimenu ma'im chamin, and the mecham, the metal or the ceramic of the kumkum, is hot. Litim l'socha ma'im uotim teishiachamu. Avonosim l'socha ma'im uuvin kedei lahavshiran. So what's this? He had an Egli Tal this morning. In other words, Bishul the Kli Rishon, the Mecha was a Kli Rishon. Now they took away the fire, so first it was a Tanur, it was a Kiro. Now it became a Kli Rishon because they took out the fire. Right? So therefore, you got to be careful not to be Mavashal the Kli Rishon. So how do you do? A little bit of water will become Yatzoledes, so that's Bishul. A lot of water won't be. Again, we mentioned this morning, that doesn't mean you can put on the fire water kedei lahavshiran. It's only because Rishon where it can't possibly go any further. But if it's put on the fire directly, I want to put up a pot of water on the fire, I'll only wait 10 minutes, and I know it takes 20 minutes to boil. In 10 minutes, it won't be yatzoledes. That's my sabishul as a chiv chatos, even though it never boiled. For putting it on the fire. That we discussed in the Melocha Zoreya, right? Zoreya and pick up the seeds and so on. So now Gemara picks up a new Av Melocha. In fact, the Gemara v'lo mitzarev, hot metal dipped in cold water is a tikkun. It accomplishes something. The Gemara had this klal that anytime you heat metal, you accomplish something by dipping it into cold water. Not just the first time. As if the heat loosens the metal and the cold water tightens the metal. That's siluf. It anneals the metal, makes it harder. That God is true. A wrought iron, which is what they were most familiar with, if you heat it red hot and you dip it into cold water, it increases its density or its strength. That's called Siruf Barzil. So it's a Namalacha Mitzarev. Forget about Bishul. You're looking at the water, I'm looking at the pot. The water taki only became poshrin because I put a lot of water in. But a lot of water means that's what you do for Siruf. I have to dip my hot metal into a lot of cold water. So what about the Avalocha of Mitzarev? It's also an Avalocha. Valo Mitzarev. And for the Gemara, Rab Shimon, he dama dava shein miskavi mutu. Okay. Now, what's the obvious question you ask?
How does it uproot a deraisa?
Huh?
How does it uproot in a deraisa?
No. Shein miskavi. Shein miskavi is mutu. He doesn't want to make tziruf. He just wants to warm up the cold water. He's no interest in making tziruf. No, what's the problem? Come on.
Segregation.
What's the good of his name is Kavi? Either does it. If it doesn't do it, then it's not doing it. Then it's not tziruf. If it doesn't, it's segregation. We'll get to the. That's what I said, we'll do the big Tosfos today, get to the Tosfos. So you get an escape teretz. That says it doesn't always work. It's not vaday derbi mitzarev. It doesn't tell you what determines whether you're successful or not successful. But it's not a vaday. It's not the secretion of a rooster When you take the head off, you know it's going to die. Sikresha below Yomus, that's inevitable, 100%. And here it seems that Siruf, maybe some kind of a skill involved in it, how much water, how cold the water should be. But Teisa doesn't give any explanation. Teisa just says, you have to learn pshat, otherwise you're stuck with that Abis Kasher. At the pshat, that the Siruf is not Vadoit, that there's an uncertainty principle that still functions even by the tziruf.
I mean, what is the Mishnah have to say about what was with the coast though? What did the Mishnah now we're going on? We're not going to come back to the Mishnah.
Yes,
and the Mishnah says letocho or
yeah, Mishnah's talking about Bishul. We're still in Kilo. We're talking about Bishul, right? So talking about Bishul, right? Well, it says, Achilik, if I put a little bit of water, that's Bishul. A lot of water, it won't be Bishul. It will just be Hefsha. I make potion, that's okay. So Nigmol comes and says, but you forgot about the metal. You're talking about the water, you're talking about the contents, I'm talking about the Kli. But the Kli that's Siruv. Right?
But it also talks about a Kos.
Which one?
It talks about a Kli and it talks about into the Kli, the Pinu. So why does the mission also bring
of course. Avnosu socho socha kos te lav shiron, right? Kos ekli sheni.
But we're talking about pinu hu.
No yitim sonon v'shushi yachmu. Avol nosu socho. So Gemara asks, it doesn't make sense. Gemara asks, avnosu socho ma'im rabim. Ol socha kos, right? That's no problem. That's a cliche in here. There's a Mishnah that's missing a little bit here. It's chsur, no one would say chsur mechsur v'hocha ketoni. Some words are missing in the Mishnah. Or either that, or the Mishnah is a continuation. Remember, we chop up the Mishnah a little differently, but in the Mishnah, it's a little bit, a bigger Mishnah is put together. Maybe in the flow of words, you could see how it comes out a little bit better. But you have to give that teretz anyway. But you're doing violence to the Mishnah. The Mishnah didn't say that. Midi mecham shepino mimeno mayim kedoni. It says mecham shepinu kedoni. It says the mecham which you took away from something. You took the mecham from the fire, not you took the water from the mecham. That's not the language. That's not the Ivr is not correct. Your grammar is not correct. The Mishnah said, "Hamecham shepinuhu, a mecham that you removed." And now you tell me it means mecham that you not removed the mecham, but you removed the water from the mecham. So it should be maim shepinu, not mecham shepinu. Maso abaye midi mecham shepinim memenu mayim ketoni. Midi mecham shepinim mayim ketoni. Mecham shepinu hu ketoni. Elo amar abaye hochi kamar. Hamecham shepinu hu. V'yesh bo mayim chamin. Lo yitin lesocho mayim muotin. No, we're talking about, you took off the mecham, you have now a tea kettle, you took it off the fire. And the water is too hot, you want to drink a cup of tea right away. The water is too hot, you have other people also want to drink a cup of tea. So you have an easy solution. Add some cold water to the tea kettle. That'll bring the water to the right temperature for drinking. You shouldn't put in a little extra water in there if your interest is in order to get more water for tea. So it's very hot, I'll put a little cold water in, and I'll have another cup of water in there. I'll have enough more tea, I can serve another cup of tea. Aval nosu l'socho mayim l'rubin, but I can go ahead and cool the hot water more by putting a lot of water in, kedei lahav shiron, in order to make it less hot. I'm sorry, in order to make the cold water warm and make the hot water less hot. Then in addition, now that's the water focus on the water in the mecham. Now the mecham itself, umecham shepinu memenu mayim. Now we're dealing with an empty mecham, but it's very hot, right? Lo yitil socho mayim kol iko mebnei shemitzarev. Why? Because he doesn't like the teretz of Eina Miskavein. Because he holds a Rabbi Yudah, the Eina Miskavein is also. The Rabbi Yudah, he don't know, Eina Miskavein also. Okay, you with us? Amarav. Lo shino elo lahavshir. Avo letzarev oso. Shmu lo marafil letzarev namemuto. Again, strange piece of Gemara that's saying things that we know what's going to end up, but Epistoloshon is a little stolted. Letzarev chathile mishori. You can't make tzirov. It's also make tzirov on Shabbos. Yitmo hochi yitmo. Amar Rav lo shono elo shir lahavshir. Avo shir letzarev, it's also. Shmuel omar afilo shir letzarev also mutal. Because you'll hold like Rav Shimon or not. Let's stop over here. What's going on here? You thought that quantity is a chilek in Gabi Bishul. Quantity is a chilek in Gabi Tzirov also. That's what Rav is answering. In other words, you made it clear, if I add a lot of cold water to a little bit of hot water, it's not called Bishul. You have to ask also, how are you going to add it? Drip by drip, drop by drop, then each drop gets boiled until it cools off finally. So you have to understand that when we say you put in mayim ruvin, means dump in from a pitcher upside down. Otherwise, the tipo, it will be bishul on each tipo. Okay? That's the factor in tziruv. Tziruv requires a sudden chilling. If I put a little bit of water in, and then add some more water, and add some more water, I won't make any tziruv. The hot metal has to be put in, plunged into a lot of cold water, so that the temperature drops instantly. That's what he says. Amarav lo shono elo shir lahavshir. If you only used amount of water where your interest was in order to warm the cold water that you're putting into the hot, to take the chill out of the cold water, that's okay. Avol shir letzarev, if you will go ahead and put in a lot of cold water. So that was like three levels. A little bit of cold water is bishul. A lot of cold water is mutar. Right? A lot of cold water is also al tziruv. Okay, you with us? So three quantity chelukim el halacha. A little bit, then you worry about the bishul of the cold water from the hot water, from the kli rishon. If I put in, however, a lot of cold water, there's no bishul. But a lot of cold water, you run into tziruv, but tziruv requires even more cold water. So there's no shir tziruv. Therefore, I don't worry about tziruv. Says Avol shir tziruv, shir letzarev is also. And Shmuel doesn't make that distinction. A little bit of is bishul. A lot is hefshor. That's poshrin, that's mutu. A lot, there's no chilik, a lot. So I, Rav Tainet, if you put a really large quantity of cold water, that's the maisa tziruv, right? Lememra de Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon Svirale. The only way to get away from that is to say, they doesn't care about tziruv. Why? It's Eina Miskavein. He holds like Rav Shimon, the Eina Miskavein is mutu. And again, to accept Tosfos's comment, that's what it's reached an obvious necessary comment that it's not psik reisha. Well, however you understand that in physical terms, why it's not psik reisha, but chilek. Sabi said that tziruf requires a little bit more skill or more know-how than we know what they're talking about. But that's the given. Those are the conditions you're given. That what? That there is no vaday that'll make tziruf, and therefore Dovah Shein Meskamen applies to it. The Machlokes Rav Shem and Rav Yude is applicable in this case. Well, how could you say how that'll come out that Shmuel will hold a Rav Shimon? Ramah Shmuel Mechabin Gachele Shel Matechas B'Shus HaRabim B'Shus She'izuku B'Rabim Aval Ol Gachele Shel Eitz. Here we need a little introduction. Something happens now. We switch off reading from Eidim Eskavein to Mlocha Shein Tzicha L'Gufa. Here's the brilliance of this piece of Gemara. Tell me the difference. It's hard to see a difference between the two. Here's the two separate Machlokas. And if you go take Shitas HaRambam, that Dovah Shein Meskaven is Muto, we pass in like Rav Shimon, but Mlocha Shein Tzicha L'Gufa is Chayev, we pass in like Rav Yude. Three halachic concepts that intertwine, interconnect. This sugya ties them all up. Psik reisha and melacha shein tzicha l'gufa. Those are the first, you gotta get some sense how do you separate those two. I don't go isu of choresh. I dug a hole in the karka, but all I needed was some sand, some soil to cover up the tzoah maybe made on the floor. I want to cover it up on Shabbos, so I dig a hole. I don't want to dig a hole. On the contrary, I'd rather my surface be smooth. I don't want it to dig a hole. Therefore, it's Mlocha Shein Tzicha L'Gufa Bo. Therefore, I don't want a hole. I'm not miscavenging to make a hole. Who you? You can't play games. You took a shovel and you dug a hole. What, ain't miscavenging? That's right. Of course, you're miscavenging for the hole. I'm not miscavenging for the Isur. Okay? That's problem number one. Why is not Mlocha Shein Tzicha L'Gufa? Why isn't it Einam Eskaven with Psik Reisha? That's really the simple way to work it out. And therefore everybody should be Modeh, Mlocha Shein Tzicha L'Gufa is Chayev. How do you spreadsheet between the two? Like, I didn't want to make a hole. I'm not Eskaven for the hole. Right? I'm not Eskaven to make Tziruf. I'm not interested in making my Samavar harder metal. It's perfectly fine as it is. It doesn't melt, it doesn't fall apart. No need. I'm not a blacksmith making weaponry. Weaponry, I gotta make sure the sword is hard metal. Right. So it needs siruf. My kumkum doesn't need siruf. So again, how do you differentiate between Mlocha Shein Tzicha L'Gufa, right? Why isn't it just a plain Einam Eskaven with Psik Reisha? That's Rabbi Yudas Taina. How can Mlocha Shein Tzicha L'Gufa is potter? How can you do that? That's the Rambam's Taina. That I can't differentiate between Mlocha Shein Tzicha L'Gufa with Psik Reisha. Therefore, Einam Eskaven without Psik Reisha is muto. But the Mlocha Shein Tzicha L'Gufa is chayyeh because it's saying Einam Eskaven with Psik Reisha. Very poshut pshat, the Rambam. You with us?
Mostly.
Huh?
Mostly. The last sentence I lost.
Okay.
The Rambam says,
Dov Shem Eskaven is Mutu. Mlocha Shein Tzicha L'Gufa is Chayev. So it makes the best sense. The Rambam is saying something which you look at the sugya, you're calling it by different names. Why do you call it melacha shein seichel legufo? Call it ein miskalvein, then you're in trouble. Go into psikresha. That's what Rabban says. He called it ein miskalvein and psikresha. You got to say chayev. What's the svara of melacha shein seichel legufo? And we paskin against the Rambam. He passes the melacha shein legufo is sakapoto. Back in Hilchos Shabbos, remember. And Hilchos Shabbos, let me see on the table. On Hilchos Shabbos, we have a concept of Bleches Machsheves on Sotoma. If I didn't want to do that malacha, then I didn't do the malacha. I wanted to throw a ball in Rosh HaRabim. I want to show 2 amos, and it went 4 amos. Right? So I'm not chayiv. I didn't want to do the malacha. I didn't want to do it 4 amos. Here, I didn't want to do the malacha of chofer, because chofer has to be a mleches machsheves, a mleches tikkun. For me, it's no tikkun. Therefore, it's not the malacha. The malacha has to be a mleches tikkun. And since I didn't do it, I didn't want it. On the contrary, for me it's mekalkel. I don't want to make holes in my lawn. Therefore, even though I did it, I did want to make a hole. You say you don't want to make a hole in the lawn, don't do it then. But you did want to make a hole in the lawn. But I didn't want to make it. As Hilchos Shabbos goes, there was no rotzon to over on this melacha, because all I needed ain't tzorach ela le'afra. Right after Shabbos, I'm going to fill that hole up again. Therefore, we tell you, it lacks the Mleches Machsheves. That's a technical point in Hilchos Shabbos only. Now, Rabbi Yehuda holds, every idiot knows that you can't get sand from a smooth surface without making a hole. Therefore, the time is you did want to make a hole. But then, you make a hole for many reasons. You make a hole because you need a hole to put a post in it, or you make a hole because you need the earth. Right? That's chilik. The Rambam doesn't want to accept. In either case, you know, you have to make a hole. Therefore, the machshava is to make a hole. People, intelligent people, know you can't get sand by sweeping a front lawn that has grass on it. You're not going to get any sand coming up. So you have to go dig a hole. I think the pshat that I like, I haven't seen it said this way, is that the Rambam's main problem is he cannot accept because the best understanding is an enem is coming with psikresha, and therefore it should be chayiv. What are you telling me? I'm not miskaven to do that malocha. Ain't a chanami. I agree with you. I'm not miskaven to. I'd rather have my roosters run around without a head.
But even Rabbi Shimon says, if it's a psik ratio, then it's asur.
Yes, he also made it asur. Therefore, he can see that Moshe and Sikh Lugufo should be mutu. So happens Rabbi Yudah holds that Ein Miskavein is also asur, but that's irrelevant. As we'll see, I can pass him like I'm one and not the other. Okay? That little introduction, I want to pick up the Gemara and then we'll move to the Tosfos. The member of the Shmuel Krav Shimon Svirelei. Shmuel said, I'm not worried about Tziruf. Why aren't you worried about Tziruf? because in the miskaven l'tziluv, he just wants to go ahead and cool off and warm up the little bit of cold water, take the chill out of the water. If there's a welder left a piece of hot metal in the Rishus HaRabim, and you're afraid someone will step on it, right? So you're allowed to move it in the Rishus HaRabim away from the traffic, even though you have to move it down the Lamas Rishus HaRabim. I jumped ahead. Mechabin kechel shabatecha, you're allowed to go ahead and take cold water and pour on it. Bishul zuk barabim. Avalo gechel shaleis. But if it's a piece of coal, that you cannot do. You cannot pour cold water on it to extinguish the hot coal. Why? Because you have there an isur d'oraisa. Kibui is an isur d'oraisa. Mishum shelo yezuku rabim is not enough reason to do an isur d'oraisa. No one is getting killed. It's not pikuach nefesh. You're afraid someone will get hurt by it. That's not enough reason to do an isur d'oraisa. Why is it an isur d'oraisa? Right? To go ahead and put out a burning piece of wood, a piece of coal, right? Why is that an isur d'oraisa? You say in Bama Madlikin, right? Yeah. Amachabes ener, meishu b'sohan negoi b'nis nevorcho over shulachol she'ishon poto. Why? I don't want the kibui. The only time a kibui that I want, meaning there's a mlechas machshavas in the kibui, is to take wood and make charcoal from it, to make pechon from it. Then that's the process. You light the wood, then you extinguish it, and you end up with charcoal, which is better for cooking, whatever it is. It says, right? Only mishum she'ose pechon, to go ahead, and now Hanukkah is coming, and proper prepare your menorah for Hanukkah, proper preparation is after you put the wicks in, to light the wicks and blow it out before you light it with Shem Mitzvah. Why? Mahave Vesat Psilo, that's a hono of the mitzvah, by putting a char on the end of the psilo, it lights faster, it lights better when you light it again. That's lahavev, that's hivu, psilo, that's an osa pecho, that's the isa d'raisa on Shabbos. So here, the question is, if he holds like Rab Shimon, that double chain miskaven, then what are you worried about putting out this coal that's a hot ember, In the Rishus HaRabim, you see, you can't put it out because he's the right. Well, he's the right. I'm not making charcoal. My interest is only to put it out. No one should get burnt. We sacrifice our shimon. I feel shalait nami. This is the complicated things. What's the answer? B'dovah sheinu miskaven. Savala Krabi Shimon. Malachi Yitzchul Gufa, Savala Krabi Yehuda. Okay, look at Rashi. Dol Rabbi Shimon, Malachi Yitzchul Gufa, Potter Oler. Vechol Kibui Eilet Sarach Lugufa, Chutzvi Osep Pechomim, O Mahave Psila. Right? So please tell me, what are we talking about? Einem iskaven lo tzich legufo. Look at Tesis on top of this little Vim Tomar. Tesis throws up his hands. My sakadaita demakshe. chimshim nesava shvo kavishim and beinim eskava yizba kavosu vrochich lagufa. This is not an einam eskavin. When I go ahead, I take a pitcher of water and I pour it onto a hot coal. What am I doing it for? I go ahead and I put in cold water into my mecham because I want to take the chill out of the water. I don't think about siruf. I know about siruf. I never heard of it before. Now you're telling me that siruf is einam eskavin. I'm not talking about siruf. Here, what are you telling me? You really didn't mean to put out the coal. I take the coal, I take a pitcher of water, I pour it on the coal to extinguish it. You can't tell me I'm an ain't miscovering. I'm miscovering to extinguish it. But then you tell, it's ain't a tzrich l'gufa, I don't need any pechem from it. Which makes me make up your mind. What are we talking about? Ain't a miscovering of not a tzrich l'gufa. You mix up the two. And the best is to say, the Rambam paskin b'loch j'ain tzrich l'gufa chayiv, ain't a miscovering is part of. The two are not the same. Here I'm coming to do that malacha. The malacha you told me is also. What's the malacha is also? Also kibur. Hadlocha is also, kibur is also. So what am I doing? I take a pitcher of water and I see the hot coal. What am I going to do? I'm going to go a maisa kibur. Clearly miscaving to a maisa kibur. Can't tell me I ain't a miscaving. In the case of the mecham, I'm miscaving to cook, to warm up a little bit the water, to take the chill out of the water. I don't know anything about the metal. Now you tell me a big chidush, you should remember that's zero problems. But that's not in my mind at all. What other kavana did you have when you went with the pitcher of water to the coal? There's no other kavana but to put out the coal, so you can't tell me enem is coming. What did you tell me? This velocha, even though enem is coming, nevertheless you are a potter, even though miscaving, nevertheless you are a potter because you don't need this melacha. You're not interested in putting out the coal. If the coal would fly away, roll into a sewer is just as good for me. I'm not interested in the end result. When am I high of kibui? When I'm interested in the end result, I want to end up with charcoal. I want to have a piece of something that was once lit and extinguished. So there, my extinguishing is the ma'aseh melacha. It's making charcoal out of wood. Osa pechem. It's a positive, not a negative. So that's what he says. What are we to make up your mind? Why do you mix in the two? Why do you assume that because I hold like Rav Shimon in one, after Rav Shimon in the other, Rav Yud in the other? Again, look at him tomorrow. My sakatayt with the maksha. You ask the kasha, how can you hold the memor de shmuel Rav Shimon svirale gemore? How can you say that Rav Shimon, right? Hama shmuel mechabem gechel and said to be sakatayt with Rav Shimon afilo shel eitz rami. And ask the question, Mim Tomal, O my Sakadai to the Maksha, what was in your mind? Vichi Mishum the Sova Shmuel Krabishim on Beinim Eskavin, therefore Yizbo Kamosa Bamlocha Shin Zicha Lugufa? No, Bamlocha Shin Zicha Lugufa, he doesn't hold like him. Look at the Teretz. Yeshroma, he begs the question, because you have a heck of a time trying to make a difference, a differentiation between the two. Indeed, they're interconnected. Okay, we'll get to that soon. Why do you have a makshin and tassin and tesis? The kasha was that interconnected. The tesis are not interconnected. That's the basic. The makshin is easier to understand than the tals. And the makshin says that melachos ein tzir gufo and ein miskavin should be interconnected. Of course, it certainly makes sense. The melachos ein tzir gufo, at best, it is ein miskavin. It is ein miskavin with psikresha. Therefore, you can't separate the two. And if you hold Enim is coming with Psik Reisha is Chayav, then everybody's Sai Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Shmuel also has to hold that way. And Shmuel has nobody to support him. Okay, let's do the Gemara again. Okay, we got Mem Aleph of Beis, the last line. Shmuel Omar Afilu Shir Letzarev Mutu. Even if I poured into the mecham so much cold water that it's to, as required in order to make tziru barzel, in order to cool down the metal, the amount of water which I poured in order to warm up the water, that's one shear. But I went ahead, I put a lot of cold water in, more than I would need for my cup of tea. And the purpose then would be, if I had kavana, the purpose would be to be mitzarev. So if I didn't, and I'm interested in making tziruv, it's ain't a miskavin. Therefore, Shmuel Omar feel shir letzarev mutar, right? It must be because he holds ain't a miskavin is mutar. So you remember, are you trying to tell me the Shmuel Krav Shimon Svirale? That Shmuel holds like Krav Shimon, the ain't a miskavin is mutar? But Omar Shmuel, look, by Mechaben Gacheles, which is a melacha shein tzricha legufo. O mashmul, mecha ben gachel shel matechas b'rishus harabim, b'rishus yizuku v'harabim, but why? Because it's only an isu de rabbonon. Aval lo gachel shel eitz. Why not gachel shel eitz? Because kibbuy is an isu de raisa. And gacheles shel matechas and no kibui, only in siruf, right? There, yeah. No, there wasn't no siruf. You have a lot of cold water for it. So what? Then mit rabbanu will be also to do it. Therefore, mishum shlo izuku barabim, rabbanu weren't goyzer. Avol gacheles shel eitz, where you're dealing with kibui deraisa, is hakadaitoch. So I feel a shim and I feel a shim eats nami. So the Makshin, that's what's bothering Tosfos. Makshin is aware that one is called Melachos Ein Tzir Gufo, one is called Ein Miskavin. So why'd you mix up the two? Therefore, you have to answer that the Makshin held they're interconnected. The Tals and Antas are not connected. That's the Shakra Vitaya the Gemara. The Kasha was, Einam is kavin, and Rosh Hashanah is gufo is hainu hach. And all I am adding to it is, when is psikresha? When is psikresha, I can't see any chilik between Rosh Hashanah gufo and not. And the that's the makshin, and the Tarsan answer is not so. Einam is kavin with psikresha is iso daraisa. Melach Shein Tzichel Gufo is only also Midra Bona. Again, keep the rules. We're dealing with Melachas Machshavas. That's the key. And therefore, you have to have intent to do the Melacha. And Melach Shein Tzichel Gufo, the time is, I have no intent to do that Melacha. The fact that Melacha gets done, so Rabbanu will ask it. But it's not my kavona to do it. And without kavona, there's no melacha. Go back a little bit to another other sugyas. They tie the mind with the body. You have besasek, and onus. Einam is coming. Three categories where the mind is not in consort with the body. Einam is coming. My mind doesn't want to do it. My hands are doing it. Misasek, my mind doesn't want to do it. I woke up in the middle of the night. I don't remember whether it's Erev Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, etc. I stagger into the bathroom and I flicked on the light. Was there a Maisa Malocha done here? Yes, we can call Machatos, assuming electricity is the Maisa. So notice, he's Misasek. He had no intention to do the Maisa. Had you stopped him and said, you want to push that button? No, he doesn't want to push the button. It's Shabbos, he knows. Didn't think about Shabbos, and he just pushed the button. It's not a question of a shogeg. Not a shogeg. It's a misasik. Right? The mind and hand were not connected. What's onus? I put a gun to your head, and I say, be mechal Shabbos, yeshech the animal. I take a knife, I shech the animal. So I don't want to do that. Want to do it, you sure did it. You shechted the animal on Shabbos. You know, that's a guy who put a gun to my head, that's why. The gun to my head said, the head and my hands were disconnected. Because my mind said, no, 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 no. And the gun said, yes, yes, yes. So the gun is chayev, I'm not chayev. That's the mice, Einam is coming. If it were Misasik, it'd be nice. So Einam is coming is like a level above Misasik, right? Because he knows what he's doing. In Misasik, he's a zombie. His mind is decapitated. His mind is not functioning. Right? In Miskaven, it is. Functions very, very well. He knows Hilchos Shabbos, he knows everything, right? But he says, I don't want to do that malacha. That's how Rav Yehuda says, I don't know what you're talking about. You don't do it, no. So why are you doing it? You're awake, no one has a gun to your head, so why are you doing the malacha? I'm Einam is coming. What does Rav Shimon tell you? Halacha in Melech Shabbos, I need a positive, not an absence. I need a positive desire to do that malacha. If not, it's not considered to be a Melech Shabbos. Sure, you did what you did and you're responsible for what you did, but Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't require you to bring a Kol Machatas with such an action. Because you're not Meskaven to be a Machal Shabbos. You're Meskaven to do the Malacha. Makes sense to use that a kind of an analysis. Is this man a Shema Shabbos or not? Does he want to be a Shema Shabbos? He wants to observe the Malachas? Yeah, he wants to observe the Malachas. But he wants to move that lawn chair along the lawn, and it's a little too heavy for him to lift, so he drags it along the lawn. And he's going to make a furrow in the lawn. And that's Choresh on Shabbos is also. He says, I don't want to be Choresh to my lawn. I'm going to have to pay a gardener to come and fix it after Shabbos. Therefore, he's Einam is coming. Lech Shabbos has to be, a simple way to put it, I want to be Machal Shabbos. I want to be over on the Yisur. Then you're chayev. That also explains a little bit nicely why Shinui is better. Now, who are you playing games with? The guy, he said, I shouldn't write on Shabbos, I'll show you. I'll write lefty. I'm a right hand and I'll write my left hand. Left hand of your portal. Why? You did everything that you could have done with the right hand, did with the left hand. Oh, it's not as nice. The Xivi isn't as that's good handwriting. I just gave a midterm in biology. And any one of those people could write on Shabbos. There's no Melechas Machshevas there. It's not possible to read it. So who are you playing games with? No, I'm not playing games. Shabbos has its halachas. Why do you think I'm writing with my left hand? Don't I know that it's not going to be so easy for the nurse to read
And the doctors who get caught on Shabbos, they say, oh, what can we do? We have to wrap my left hand. Right? What does it mean? He wants to be a Shabbos Shabbos, so is he right with the right hand? So you're not violating the Shabbos. That's why Shinui is only also Midrabanan. It means Midatora, you can go ahead and spend Shabbos writing with your left hand. But every time you pick up the pen with your left hand, you're announcing, I'm a Shema Shabbos, if I don't use my right hand. Well, it's legalism, yeah. But that's it. If you're dealing with, on a theological basis, the man-God relationship, I certainly didn't reject Kodesh Baruch Hu's right to tell me what to do. I'm a Shema Mitzvos, right? I listen to Kodesh Baruch Hu's Sivuyim. Otherwise, I would use my right hand. That's the beauty of the sugya. You try to tie it together properly, so you have all together. Ein miskavin, noch yisich legufo, misasek, ones and shinui. We all have to be fitting to the concept of malechas machshevas.
Rabbi, the concept of shinui we're discussing is on a deoraita level, right?
Yeah.
Rabbanan, they're all asur.
Rabbanan don't stand for your excuses.
So then, what is the excuse here that it's a derabanan, but because it was for to avoid nezek, they suspend their.
Shemitzal or gozer rabbanan, right?
So the reason that by eitz it's deoraita is because it's osef pecham.
What's the reason?
Because it's a osef pecham.
It could be osef pecham.
That's
the question. That's Taisa's question. He doesn't want to make pechom. The effect is Eina Miskavin. It's Eina Miskavin to make pechom. What is it? What's psikresha? So, it's not psikresha, it's blokshen sikh lugufo. Comes Taisa, make up your mind. What are we talking about? Eina Miskavin and blokshen sikh lugufo. The two are not identical. Makshen, they are identical. The Tarsan says they're different. But the Makshen Hill, I don't see a difference. As I said, that's been my hezbo always, how the Rambam could paskin against everybody. The Mlochshen Zichul Guf is chayev. Because the Rambam, I believe, analyzed it, and I think correctly, that Mlochshen Zichul Guf is Eina Miskaveng Psigresha. And Psigresha, Rabshim, is also my desoso, is chayev. What are you trying to tell me? I dug a hole. I didn't want the hole. I want the earth. So okay. So you didn't want to do the hole, but you did the hole.
So what does the Rambam say? Lo aleinu on a dead body on Shabbat, leave it inside.
The what?
A dead body on Shabbat.
Wait. You move from a life cold to a dead body. You gotta make a slower transition. Okay. Likewise. If you want to take the mess outside of the house because the mess is giving off an odor and therefore it's not possible to live in a house, so you want to move him out from Shusha Yochet to Shusha Rabin, right? That's a Mloch Zayn Tzich
L'Gufo. But the Rambam is saying a person's chayav for that. So he leaves it inside?
I'm sorry?
So he has to leave it inside?
Yeah, the Baruch Shem Sichel Legufo is not a teretz. A Baruch, according to Rambam, is judged by what you did. Right? What you did, it's one of the, now give me an excuse why you did it. I did it not because I wanted to do it. Again, you brought your wife for a birthday, a bouquet of flowers. And you decided really to impress her. If you only had a rooster head on top, she'd be impressed. Right. So you know, you get a rooster, I don't want to kill my rooster. I want to impress my wife. You're killing a rooster to kill you because you wanted the head, that's all. And that's not my kavod, and I don't want to kill the rooster. But that's sikir eshe v'lo yomos. So you know you want to kill.
There's another spin on this, little different. It has to do with the dictionary, or rather with thesaurus. Thesaurus lists words, expression that are synonymous, that mean the same thing, or close to the same thing. You can argue, I want to take the head off the rooster is only a synonym for I want to kill the rooster. It's hainuhach. Therefore, psikreche v'loyomus is not ena miskabin. It's miskabin. You're saying the same thing. You tell me, no, I don't want to kill the rooster, but I want to kill the rooster. It's not like a talk that makes sense. Cutting off the head of a rooster, psikreche v'loyomus, is another way to say, I want to kill the rooster. You say, I want to kill the rooster. He says, I want to take the rooster's head off. You're both saying the same thing. So it's hainuhach. Right. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Tain is. That's what Rama says. I want to go ahead and get earth from my lawn. And you say, I want to dig a hole in order to get earth for my home. You're both saying the same thing. Therefore, there is no way to separate the maise from the machshava. If I separate the maise from the machshava, then I have, because of Shabbos, mechaz machshavas asotorah, yes, I can see a chilik. But when the words you use give you identity, they're synonymous terms, then it's not shy to say it. It's another little spin how you can understand that taina. Okay, you want to say something?
Yeah, I'm just a little lost, because in the case of the Mitzaref case, it's also psik resha.
No, I told you, we said that right away. Tosfos sneaks away from that problem by saying it's not psik resha. That sometimes you have to add, sometimes it doesn't work. Psik resha means inevitable, must be. And obviously, it seems of, I don't understand it, understand the mechanism. And sometimes you don't succeed when the blacksmith heats up the iron red hot and he plunges it into cold water, right? Sometimes it doesn't work. The metal doesn't get any harder than it was. The water wasn't cold enough. He didn't move fast enough. I don't know. The text doesn't tell you what. The big text is, we'll get to it. The text says you have no choice. You have to learn somehow that tziruf is not inevitable. It's not psikresha. If it was psikresha, there wouldn't be any miskabin. So you got to just accept that a little bit on faith that it's there is a skill in tziruf, and if he fails, the skill were not adequate, then it takes away the psikresha component. Find the line where he says it. Look at the second of the broad lines in Tosfos, in the big Tosfos. V'tzorach lomar lohav psikresha sheyochel liyush shelo yitzaref. The psikresha sorry, Rabbi Yehuda. Got it?
Yeah.
That's it. Second. Tosfos doesn't explain himself, I mean the mechanism why, but you have no choice, you have to learn pshat that tziruf is more of a skilled operation than we understand, and therefore sometimes you don't succeed. Therefore, it's not psik nesha. Or like taking the head off of a chicken, you always succeed.
If we're saying in the Gemara that we're separating between the two, the varsha enu mitkaven and enat tzricha legufa, then why is it not?
That's what Tosis points out. The Makshin had to assume that they are the same thing, and the Tosin answers, no, it's not the same.
So the Makshin is still Makshin after they've been told it's not the same thing.
That's what I would try to be masbil. At the Makshin held that Melocha Shein Sichel Gufo is ain't a miskavin of psikresha. Therefore, Melocha Shein Sichel Gufo, right, has to be chayev if psikresha is chayev by ain't a miskavin. Go a little further in the Gemara, and we'll thank God we'll get a chance tomorrow to do it again. I want to do a little bit of the Tosfos too, but let's go finish off the piece in the Gemara. Amar Rabina, okay? Amar Rabina, Hilkoch. Quotes Yeshus HaRabim Molicho Pochos Bedal Ramos. Since B'mokom Hezik the Rabim, the Rabbonon were not Machmer, didn't make the Xero. As a general klal, that B'mokom Tzar lo goes to Rabbonon, like perhaps the Berubel lo goes to Rabbonon. Then I don't need the melacha of kibui, I can do the melacha of hotzor. Yeshus harabim molicho pochos pochos dalalamos. I can kick that gachelet with my foot, as long as I don't kick it dalalamos, it's only also mit rabbonon.
If you tried to kick it 2 amot and it went 4, then
it's potul. Yeah.
He's why? No, not Mikaven, but he
never make a baseball, the football team, but he's potter. But it's not such an easy test. A minute. Uba Kamal is Afilu Tuva. Okay, what's bothering me here? What about Chotzi Shir Osem and Atovo? They made into Ad Rabbonin. Pochus Pochus Bidal Ramos. We have a cloud that Chotzi Shir is also Atovo. The Al Ramos is a Shir in the Maisa Melocha. So there's no Chiyav Chatos if you do it less than the Shir. But it does make it into Ad Rabbonin. I don't have a mokel yet. I think.
The Mili hints at it. I have to see it again. I saw it last night, late at night. The lesson Dal Amo is not a Tzulus HaMalocha at all. When you say Pochus Pochus Mikashir, it's a Tzulus HaMalocha, and you did less. Right? You went ahead and you cooked. You went ahead and you carried out Shus HaRabim less than a Shir Gogris, less than a Shir of Ochel, which is a Chi of Chatos. What did you do? You carried something from Shus HaRabim. You carried something from Shus Yochid to Shus HaRabim. The Maisa Malocha you did, it didn't have a Shir. Therefore, Chotzi Shir is also Manatova. Less than Dala Amos is not called a Malocha. It's not a Malocha with less than a Shir. Because both who didn't also be Shus HaRabim. If you walk with Shus HaRabim and there are pebbles on the ground and you kick a pebble, B'shoigig, he did a Chotzi Shir, he has a whole bunch of Yisur HaDaraisa every time he moves a pebble. So, no, moving a pebble with Shus HaRabim is nothing. When it becomes significant, when it's Dala Amos. Therefore, less than Dala Amos doesn't have the Tzulus HaMalocha. That's the lesson that maybe seems to use. I don't know if he uses it for this reason. Let's look at it again. Therefore, it's a chilik from carrying a dvar ochel in the Shus HaRabim. There, I went ahead and I transported a dvar ochel from Shus HaYochid to Shus HaRabim. The melocha I did, the shir wasn't there, because the melocha is from Shus HaYochid. Here, the melocha is as if, once you want to say, melocha is dalar amo shel adam kon lo b'chol mokom. Zero dollar amos. Meaning, it's your Shus HaYochid. I can make a kinyan meshicha. Let's go from your Shus to my Shus. So I want to buy a cow from you. I pull the cow into my dollar amos in Shus HaRabim, I'm koda. So that dollar amos is my human sphere. It hasn't left me yet. That's the only way to approach it. If it's not a chotzi shira, that's the Hezbollah we give now. You follow that? Try that again. There's a malacha, and then there are quantifications of the malacha. How much? Every malacha has a shield. Some malachas are whole shul. I put a nail in the wall, bone is b'chol shul. It has no shield. I put a pin in the wall, it's bone. That's chol shul. All the malachas have a shield. Right? Ksivosh, teosios, etc., etc. Ksivosh, teosios. But I write one also, also ksiva. Therefore, he says, but we choose the other to choose HaRabim as a loch of shir. Right? If I'm moving less than Dalai Lamos, I haven't moved it out of my sphere of influence. It hasn't been a Maisa Hotzor yet. Maisa Hotzor occurs when I move away Dalai Lamos. Therefore, less than Dalai Lamos is not a chsor in shir, it's a chsor in the Moloch itself. That's the best way to rupture so far. See if it gets something better.
You could say that any time, though.
Sorry?
You could say that any time when Chatzi Shir.
No.
I mean, like, two otios, no. One otios, it's a lacking in the halacha.
Not so. Okay, let's try it again. Amim Rishus HaRabim. And I'll ask you, if I move the pebble in Shus HaRabim, would I do a Maisa Malocha of Pachas Mikashir? You have to give me a reality in Halacha. What does Kodesh Baruch Hu mean? You shouldn't move anything in Shus HaRabim more than Dalai Lamos. It's not possible to say that every time I kick a pebble, I did a maisa malocha, inadvertently. It was misasik. It was einam eskavein. No, it wasn't a maisa malocha. The maisa malocha begins when you move a dalal amos. Therefore, in skavein lizog beis v'zohar dalet, he didn't do a malocha accidentally, because what he wanted to do was not a malocha. Then he's misasik. No different than putting on the light in the middle of the night. It was nothing under his control. The mind said, I want to move the object for two, right? And the object rolled away, another two. You can't associate that with the Maisa Malocha. Because he didn't want to do a Maisa Malocha. Otherwise, it would be a Malocha. Is he Shogeg? Is he Besasek?
No, the man that bring food in his mouth. It's.
Yeah.
In Shut Rabim.
Well, the Gabi what? The Gabi Isabet
or Homer's professor? What? כאילו שרוצה להביא מבחור. אז זה לא, זה שינוי, זה חצי מלאה. ההוצאה בפה, שמוציא, מביא אוכל, בפה כדי ברשות רבים.
מישהו תוך הבפה?
לא, תוכל. יוצא מהבית עם המון אוכל בפה.
כן. ויוצא מזה. ברשות
רבים.
ויוצא לרשות הרבים?
יוצא לרשות הרבים.
זה, זה, that's a,
זה לא דרך אכילתו אחר כך.
That's it, no. There's a problem of הקיר והנוחו. אם יש לו אוכל בפה והוא יוצא, ודאי הוא עושה מייסה מלוכה של הוצאו, אלא מה? על די שינוי שלו כדרכו, בפה או לא בפה, זה לא משנה את המלאכה שעשה, הוא עשה את המלאכה של הביר דל הרמה בשוס הרבים. אלא מה? שמה לראש, כן, ואין דרך שם לא שמה לראש. אנשי הוצל. אין הדומה.
Shulchan Aruch is cholek on the Rambam here.
What?
The Chaber, Shulchan Aruch is cholek on the Rambam here.
He brings both sheetahs. The Rabbi brings both sheetahs.
Was that?
Yes.
So then in the end, what is his psak? Hatzlacha Rabba.
But
does Rabbi Yehuda mix the two?
Who?
Is Rabbi Yehuda one of the makshim on the issue of mixing the two, or he? He and Rabbi Shimon just hold differently on both issues.
No, I was Masber Rabbi Yehuda, right? Shita, really more Masber the Rambam Shita, how he could passing like Rabbi Yehuda by Mloch Shetzich Lugufo and not passing by Enem Eskavein. So what I believe is right shot is to associate Bloch and Sichel Gufa with Miskaven Psik Reisha.
It is proper to do so.
I'm sorry?
It is proper to relate the two?
Yes, therefore, it's hard to differentiate between Bloch and Sichel Gufa
and ain't a mischavim sikresha. Remember, chofer gumo ben tzorcher lafro. That's the case. How do you define that? What did he do? Did he make a chafira or didn't he make a chafira? He made a chafira. Right? By ain't a mischavim is, I say, he didn't do what he wanted to do. He was ain't a mischavim lasos mashosa. Right? He was goreh, get the sugis that the Gemara uses to develop machlokes. Goreh order mitzvah v'safsol. Right? And it's also a charitz. So Shaila is, can I drag this, if it's a heavy lawn chair, and it must make a charitz, then even Rav Shimon says it's also. That's ain't a mischavim sikresha. But it's a chair, medium weight, and sometimes could and sometimes couldn't. I don't want to make a choritz. There's ain't a miskavim, so it's muto, not poto. It's muto to do so. It's ain't a miskavim. It's hard to apply that same language to mnoches and sichel v'gufo. I can't apply that language. I want only the earth. I don't want to dig. Wanting earth is not an isur d'oraisa, not an isur d'rabbanan. You can want all you want. Right? It doesn't cost any money to want. You want earth. But what do you want to do? I want to dig a hole to get earth. So you want to dig a hole. Don't tell me saying it's coming to dig a hole. Right? Therefore, it's a melacha that you did. I don't need this melacha. You don't need it, but you need the earth. Therefore, you did the melacha. So you did the new melacha. That's what Raman passed the computer. So the hezbo that I'm offering is that Raman is merely consistent. He doesn't see how you can differentiate melachos in sichel gufo from ein meskavim sikresha.
Well, the electric door also, you enter, you need to enter, and you don't mitkaven to do a sound or the
that's what's a choritz.
No, the electrical door.
Is a melacha. Chofer guma?
No, that there are that to make a sound, that to make electrical door.
Well, but like if you want the supermarket.
The what?
The supermarket doors that open automatically.
Oh.
Or in a hotel. Hotel.
Yeah, that's interesting. Is they quote the. Was it the Ezra Soil? They asked the Shaila, someone forgot to turn off his motion sensor.
Right.
And people come home from shul, every time they pass by his house, the lights go on. Are they allowed to pass by the house? Who did? The quoting on that one. See, time is yes. That you're allowed to go by. Why? Because his anum is covered. But it's a situation. Yeah. What's what item is covered? So the time that he has is, I didn't do any Maisa Malocha at all. In other words, in every one of the cases of Chilul Shabbos, I have to do something. Right. Here, I'm not doing anything, he times. I'm walking the way I always walk. It's a bad time. It doesn't make too much sense, Al Pi Halacha. Because we know that Gufu Shalodom doesn't require Maisa, even Ara Maisa. The Raya is from Heisha Yoshua Al Asafso. Five people sit on a bench. Four were sitting there, and the fifth one sits down. And nothing sits down, nothing happens. 10 minutes later, the bench breaks. The Kovet Ha'odom, right? The finally broke the brace. This is the Chemishu is Chayev. Why, he didn't do anything. The Maisa he did was sit down, that didn't cause anything. Is he a goyim? Goyim is potter. Goyim is potter of the zig. What they say? It's maisa odom. So my goof, whatever my goof does, no chilik. I don't see a chilik when it's my weight.
or my motion. I think it's a bad shock, but the Hezbollah, I think, is a good Hezbollah I give from Heshi Yoshu. You know, it's, in other words, my body does things other than what I actively have to do. The presence of my body is also me. And if my presence causes the lights to go on, to go off, that's also my actions.
It's not Pesikresha.
I'm sorry?
It's not Pesikresha. In the sense of the light.
Sure, it's Pesikresha. Of course, it's Pesikresha. Unless his motion detector was not working, but if it's working, of course, it's Pesikresha. That's one more thing. You remind me one of these days to bring. I have the Gorma switch cut out. We worked on the project. You all heard about the Gorma switch. That's just all right. They claim it's a Gorma switch. They have our people who want to sign them need wheelchairs, motorized wheelchairs. But it has a Gorma switch on it. The project that was started when Shai Tzedek was rebuilding, and we tried to set up as much non-Chilul Shabbos as possible. So the Gorma switch came into being. Right. And the Gorma switch is you push a button and nothing happens. But 4 seconds later, it goes on or off. I'm telling you, I'm only gushing what happened. But there's where you're telling you, no, it's psychosis. It has to happen. Therefore, it's attributed to my action. So I'm a time lapse. Go ahead and use a time clock, right? And I go ahead up. I wanted to turn the lights on and off. Right, so I set the time clock. Right, the time clock will turn it on or off.
Also, the water like this, when you drink the water, it's not directly.
What? The electric motor, right?
In Shabbat.
On the higher floors, I don't know if it's how it's set up, whether it's electric motor or not. I think up to the 5th or 6th floor, water pressure is enough from the city. Above that, you need.
Refrigerator.
When you turn on the fountain, after a little bit, automatically the compressor turns on and cools the water afterwards. So the more people drink, the more active you're making the compressor. It's like a refrigerator.
We have a whole bunch of such shaylos. You mentioned when somebody figure out Pshat and Tosfos, we'll worry about the shaylos. Okay, how are we doing? I want to catch. Don't have a minion here today.
It's 2:30 downstairs. The library. Do you want to grab
somebody? Maybe. Want to catch somebody?
How many?
One is missing, I think.
One.
The oil is missing.